You are listening to FPEA Connects, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
Welcome to episode number 90 of FPEA Connects. I'm Suzanne. So glad you're joining us today. By us, I also mean Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. You're going to be better after I solve all of your holiday hosting problems today.
Excellent.
Now, we are going to talk about hosting the holidays, and I kind of just have to play with this because, you know, I have to talk a little bit about my experience as a child and the holidays. Now, my mom had one holiday menu. So meaning for Christmas or Thanksgiving, whichever it was the same thing. It was turkey, dressing, English peas, cranberry sauce, salad. Sometimes a little fluffy dessert would come along.
Salad. I'm still hung up on salad.
Salad. Yes, we always had salad. And I still find that funny because I don't normally even do
so
salad.
Unusual.
Isn't that unusual? But we it was pretty basic.
You knew what you were getting.
We knew what we were getting.
No surprises.
No, not really. And really no casseroles. Like, you know, people have all this stuff. But the dressing and the turkey were the centerpiece of the table.
Sure.
And that was it. But, you know, here's kind of what I remember, because then I'm coming to you, so think about it. Okay, here's what I remember. The turkey was always like perfectly golden.
Oh gosh, yes.
And seasoned perfectly. Mm. Like my mom did that perfectly.
I'm ready.
I know, right? It's watering mouth here. The dressing was perfect. Mm-hmm. And we thought that she was the dressing queen. There was no dressing that
she
matched
my
mom's.
Because my mom was the dressing queen.
No. But don't you feel that way?
Yes.
It was like she did it perfect.
Yes.
That is something that as a little girl, you know that one day you're going to have to live up to mom's dressing.
Yeah.
So the cranberry sauce, this is so funny to me, but, you know, it was the canned cranberry sauce, jellied, not with whole berries. I didn't even realize what cranberries looked like when I was a kid.
Right.
But the only relation to cranberries was cranberry sauce, jellied, and the can, ocean spray.
Half my family still wants it out of the can. I make it homemade and half of them won't eat it.
I know.
And it's not because it's not good.
It's not because it's not good.
They want the can.
But my mom had a way. I mean, talk about it. She could slice it perfectly. Every single piece
was equal in size.
Yes. And by the time she sliced it, it didn't look like it came out of a can. You know, the impressions were gone.
Yeah.
And then she had what I ultimately believed was made for cranberry sauce, a dish that she put it in.
We did
it
too.
Fit perfectly.
We had a dish specifically too.
It was the cranberry dish every year. Let's see if I can get that out.
Ours was too.
It was always the same. And I really thought it was made for that. But the side dishes all were great. She did them perfectly. Everything on the table was perfect. She would have a tablecloth, cloth napkins, our china, and which was probably bought from S&H Green Stamps. It was not the, you know, expensive brands, but it was our china.
Right.
Our fancy plates and crystal tea glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always tea. Never any diversion from that.
Always
tea.
Sweet and unsweet.
That's right. And she had all of that there. And we would go through Thanksgiving Day or Christmas, even after opening Christmas presents and everything else. And there was never any yelling, screaming. I don't think my mom ever broke a sweat in the kitchen. There was nothing that seemed to be difficult about hosting this dinner.
Right.
And, you know, and it was typically for our family. Now, but our family was large and it included an extended family.
Right, right. Cousins
so, and I mean, it was not a small feat. And by the time we sat down for dinner, everybody, including the children, had to have their clothes, their makeup, and their shoes on at the table. I mean, we were serious about having a nice dinner at our house, right? And so then the day came. I'll never forget the day. I can remember it very, very vividly when I got the phone call and I was told that I had the most space and we needed to do Thanksgiving at my house.
Oh no, you gotta live up to mom's shoes.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to pause there for a moment. You tell us about your memories of Thanksgiving as a child or Christmas dinner. Was it the same way?
Well, you pretty much described my Thanksgiving. So we didn't have salad and we always had way, way, way too much food. But everything you said, I can relate to, except.
Except.
We probably came in to eat dinner either off a four-wheeler or we were playing football. There was definitely no makeup and shoes and socks.
It was funny
but because everything was perfect. Oh, Mom could cook really well. And we did, our family was larger as well. So mm-hmm. a lot of times stuff was delegated, like, you know, different people would bring. We did have a lot of casseroles at our Thanksgiving.
I got to chop the celery and onions that was going to go in the dressing.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I will say my mom passed on how to make dressing to mm-hmm. my kids. She didn't actually pass it on to me so much as my kids.
Skipped a journey.
It did. They would stand on their stools next to my mom's processor and everything. And so Maggie's actually the one who knows how to make the dressing now.
Isn't
the most.
That hysterical? Yeah. Well, I think that at least two of my mom's four children know how to make the dressing.
Yeah, we got a couple
the
backups.
Way mom
I think
did.
My sister makes it too, so we're covered.
We but you know, when I first even contemplated having the Thanksgiving dinner at my house, and that year was Thanksgiving for me, I was a little bit overwhelmed, I have to say. I mean, because again, my family now that had been there when I was a kid had grown and expanded by spouses.
Exactly.
And, you know, so I can remember talking and thinking, oh, okay, that's not a big deal. And then getting off the phone and being like, what did I just sign up for? Like,
now you got to have a menu plan.
Now, I didn't even have dishes for that many people that matched.
Right.
I didn't have enough serving dishes to cover it all. You know, there were so many things that started spinning through my head about how am I going to do this.
I would find Chinette working for me.
No. There was not going to be any, and I had to have my makeup on when I went to the table. So no paper plates, no solar cups. So it was an interesting experience my first time. And you know, it's funny because over the years, then I have had multiple large gatherings mm-hmm. and I really had to work out a way for
you
me to do it.
Out.
I kind of figured it out. And I did have to call my mom and ask for some recipes mm-hmm. the first year. But, you know, along the way, I kind of came up with a plan to help you. So if you're finding yourself this year, if you're listening and you're finding yourself in that position of whether it's the first time or the 20th time that you're having the holiday dinner at your house, here are some ideas just to help you work through the process and ways that I've found to kind of overcome some of the stress and deal with it in a more effective manner, not last minute. So first of all, let's talk about planning the menu. I think that this part is by far the most important thing to do early, because mm-hmm. once you know what the menu is, you know so many other things, what kind of dishes you need, you know, who can bring something else to fill it in, if you're going to have other people bring items as well.
To bring your A game, you got to be a good coach.
That's
and
right.
To be a good coach, you got to have a plan.
Got to have a plan. And there you go. Got to have a plan. So we are a little bit more, I don't know what the right word is. We explore a lot more recipes than my mom did.
You have a little more eclectic dining.
A little more eclectic dining. And at Thanksgiving, we do have turkey and ham. When it comes to Christmas, we have a totally different menu plan.
So do you do salad? Do you still do salad?
No.
You didn't carry that tradition
on occasion, somebody will come up with like one of the fall types of salads. My mom just did your basic green salad.
That's
yeah.
That's so funny.
And
why not? You know?
That's why not? She loved it. That was a good thing. But when you're planning the menu, I think the biggest thing about it is think about everything on the front end. Like think about, are you going to have appetizers? Are you going to have, you know, multiple types of drinks available and things like that? Because when you get down to it, those are the things where you kind of last minute think, oh, I didn't even think about what we're going to drink. But I have, you know, another great idea as you're planning this. Sharon is holding up a beautiful version of our FPEA planner. And we have a Thanksgiving and a Christmas celebration planner in our planner for you to use just for this purpose, and it's perfect. But it all stems from and goes back to my experience with having to plan this thing. So here we go. So have your menu, main courses, appetizer, side dishes, desserts, and make sure that you have every recipe that you're going to need. And I think that here's the real key. Read through the recipe first, because we are so guilty of looking at Pinterest and going, oh, I want to do that. That looks great, right? But then you read through it and find out, oh, I really needed like 8 hours for this thing to soak in this something. Yeah. And you've not got time now. So you have to read through the menu, read through the recipes and know what's on your menu. And if it's new, more power to you, because it's fun to try new things. But just make sure you know what you're trying. Have the recipes together. And then once you've read through them and you know what you're doing, the second thing is you're going to make a schedule. Okay. And the schedule should include everything from when are you going to do your shopping? When are you going to clean the house? Because that does not work to do that the day of.
Nope.
And what can you prepare ahead? Like I said, we had those things that had to be chopped to go in the dressing and all that. You can do some of this ahead.
Yeah.
When are you going to start cooking? That's important.
And defrost that turkey in time.
Defrost the turkey. Thank you. And then I think too, you know, and this was something that as a young cook, I was not as in tune to, but knowing when to cook what, because, you know, you've got one thing that's sitting over here frozen now because it's been cooked forever while you waited for
especially
the turkey.
Especially if you're not one of those people blessed with multiple ovens.
There you go.
I'm a single oven family.
So knowing even just the order in which you're going to prepare the dishes, and if you're doing this for the first time, especially, think through it. And write that stuff down, because you can always just, then you're just going to cross it off a list.
Right.
But you don't have to think, oh, I'm going to forget that, you know? When you're going to set the table, this is, if you have children in your house that you can delegate some of this to and help them learn about table setting and everything, that's fine. I'm going to encourage you, in a minute we're going to talk more about the table, but I'm going to encourage you, go out on a limb and do something besides paper plates, because you'll be glad that you did. After it's all said and done, there are times, plenty of times for paper plates. But I think when you want to create an atmosphere for the holidays, just like the memories you and I talked about, you know, you remember pulling out the special dishes and things like that.
I was the only person in my family who always wanted to use the china, and I'm the person who always made them use the china.
And still do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I still do.
That's it. So on your schedule, I think too, you want to make sure you have time to get ready, because one of the worst feelings is you're still in your pajamas when people start walking through the door because you got up, threw a robe on and started cooking, right? So even if you're not normally a person that makes lists and plans like this, now is the time to do it.
It'll certainly help.
Definitely going to help. It's going to help your day go much more smoothly. So third thing, let's talk about planning the table a little bit. You know, you can think about things like, for us, it was a sit-down meal. There was no buffet. I mean, we had a table that was covered in food, serving dishes, the whole nine yards.
It won't fit on the main table.
Yeah.
Even with all the leaves in.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're going to try to have a main table because you only have a couple of courses or whatever, then that may work. And you can have that. But if you're going to do a buffet style, then you've got to plan how you're going to set it up.
Right.
Where you're going to set it up. And you know, you're thinking about things like, are you going to use silver or plasticware? Do you have enough for everybody that's coming? If you have to resort to plastic, they have some pretty silver plastic that serves as a good fake, right? But, you know, and you are going to think about china or paper plates or crystal or solo cups. I mean, you're going to think about those things. But like I said, I'm going to encourage you to go over and do it. Yeah, go over that edge there.
Pull the china out and wash it.
So, yeah, there's not a wrong choice. I mean, what works best for you is the right choice.
Right.
But I will give you some hints how I overcame the dishes issue when I first did this. Because like I said, I had 20 people coming easy. And I did not have those kinds of dishes prepared for everyone. So here's what I found out. The china and the crystal, I didn't even have those things. I just, you know, I had very simple makings when I started. But, you know, I also didn't have Pinterest to look at tablescapes or, you know, even though the tablescapes was a word, mm-hmm. we might have a centerpiece, but who knew anything about tablescapes? So I would want to encourage you first two ways. You can go to Pinterest and you can get great ideas for how to pull things together if you're not very creative that way on your own. But if you go to Pinterest and it looks like I could never make something look pretty, then get off of it real quick, because mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be that fancy right. either to make it look good. So if it doesn't inspire you, don't let it.
There's even lots of great people out there on YouTube and Instagram mm-hmm. and Pinterest that do, you know, decorating at the Dollar Tree, and they do fantastic stuff.
They do
stuff
great tablescapes.
With stuff they found at the Dollar Tree. Absolutely. So there's lots of things like that.
There's so much. And so the way that I overcame it, because budgeting was a thing, mm-hmm. right? I had to think about all of that. And I wanted real everything. So the first thing that I did, and back then, this has been a while back, the most convenient quick place was Walmart mm-hmm. to go try to find some things. I found like a set of, I want to say it was like, you know, 20 pieces easy for really inexpensive of mm-hmm. white dishes with gold trim. Very simple. Mm-hmm. I could do a lot with it and I could use it multiple times. And, you know, the thing that was fun about that is later on, as the years passed, I had an opportunity to give those to my friend who was doing it for her mm-hmm. first time at her house mm-hmm. after years, and she didn't have any fancy things. So I was able to buy enough. It wasn't too expensive. And the glassware at Walmart was the same way. I could go in and find pretty stemware mm-hmm. that was simple. It wasn't, you know, $50 a glass to purchase it. So I was able to do that. And by the time I had spent all of that money on paper and plastic stuff, mm-hmm. I probably would have come pretty close to spending the same amount of money
right.
because I was able to find things. Like right. you mentioned, Dollar Tree right. stuff. I'm amazed sometimes at what I see people right. put together. So don't be discouraged if you don't have it. There are ways to come buy it mm-hmm. Less expensively. And, you know, there are great discount stores now, even like Home Goods,
yeah.
that you can find centerpieces that are done already and things like that. So I would suggest shopping a little bit, think about it. And even if you're on a minimal budget, you might be surprised at what you can do, like that. If you go and you see something that you like on Pinterest, then it's likely that they're going to tell you where to find it too. So mm-hmm. read through it. Don't just look at the picture.
Right.
Don't forget serving dishes. This is my fourth thing. I was guilty of that. So we ended up with a lot of the silver foil pans that I had actually cooked in mm-hmm. because I had the serving dishes. My mom might have been a little bit horrified at that because she served in dishes that were pretty. But not only, you know, like I said, the foil pans work out great. The easy foil pans that you can buy if you're making multiple casseroles or doing anything like that. But again, it's something you have to add to your shopping list if you're going that route so that you can be sure, mm-hmm. you know, that you have what you need. The good thing about those is if you're having people who are coming and you might want to send things home with them, you can buy all of those now with lids in mm-hmm. different sizes. And it works really well for people to take home extras. Then you don't have to store all that in your refrigerator. So, you know, if you're planning for further ahead and having multiple events and you enjoy entertaining, then it's also a time that you can start looking at, you know, investing in some of those dishes. Again, places like Walmart, Home Goods, Target, they have great things that you can mm-hmm. find for inexpensive mm-hmm. that serve as really good serving dishes. I used to go to antique stores and pick up a lot of cut crystal, cut mm-hmm. glass, you know, yeah. dishes for nothing. And
right.
they served really well for me until I grew my collection of things. All right, number five, make a shopping list. First, clean out your refrigerator because you're going to have somewhere to put the groceries when you come home.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
That is an important step. make sure you've taken every recipe from the menu and you make a shopping list of what you'll need. But don't forget to consider how many people you're feeding and if you need to
double it or triple it
or whatever. Yeah. And then if you shop and you know the layout of your store, organize the list that you're taking in by the layout of the store. So that way you don't forget anything and you don't have to have somebody running back and forth.
Or If you can, if you really want to make things easy, you could go the route of the new 21st century and use Shipt.
Let somebody else do the shopping.
You're right. Really want to take the stress out of it.
You know what's bad about that, though, is when they tell you what you want's not in the store. And you're like,
you really got to eyeball some of that stuff.
Sometimes you have to eyeball it. So make sure you don't leave off items that you need that aren't in the recipes, like drinks or snacks that you have for the kids.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, you have kids that are not going to eat your spinach artichoke appetizer. Right. So you might want to pick up some extra things and think about that. Also, have the list with you and check it off as you go, because that way you know you're picking up things. That's one of my default issues. I don't write every single thing down and then I forget something. Then I have to make a second trip, and this will help you not have to make multiple trips to the store. Number six thing, prepare ahead. Now it's time to put your schedule to work for you with doing things like house cleaning, decorating, setting tables, and all that that you can do in advance. There's really no need for you to have the added stress of all of that the day of your dinner. And this is also, these are great things that your kids can help you do if they're young or older, different varying degrees of ability there. And then if there's a recipe that you can make ahead, you know, make it ahead. If you can do dessert the day before and not have to cook it on the day of, go ahead and do that. Make sure you're doing those things. Anything that you can prepare, chopping, getting ready, all of that ahead of time. Do it ahead of time. Number seven, it's the morning of your big event. Be calm. Work your schedule. Now I'm a coach. Let it work for you.
Play the game.
But here's the biggest encouragement that I'm going to give you. If something unexpected pops up, if something doesn't cook the way it needs to, if something doesn't work out, just breathe, because you know what? It is not the end of the world, and it is not going to be something that you are going to, maybe sometime. I was going to say, the family is not going to vote you off the island. But, you know, the thing is you'll enjoy it. And some of the things that have been like the worst fails on holidays like that are things that we all sit around and laugh about later.
Right. Do you remember
that? Yes. So make the most of it. And if something happens that's unexpected, just don't let it stress you out, because today's the day now to enjoy your holiday with your family and everybody else. Planning ahead, even if it's not your normal routine in a situation like this, is the key to making this hosting of the holidays a success for you and everybody else that's going to be there. So if you're doing this year, I just want to say, have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Use your FPA planner to plan and make your list, and just embrace the moment, because this will be a memory that you will have. Because even mine, with its failures and everything else, that first one sticks in my head, even down to the phone call where I got it and said, this is going to be your year. It's like, so I can feel that still. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it, embrace it. And if you are following us on Pinterest already, you're going to find some places where you can go and get some ideas about everything from recipes to tablescapes. If you don't find it on our pages, just Google it and search it, because it's so much easier to find everything that you might possibly need. Some great resources. I wish I had had Pinterest when I was starting this.
Can you imagine?
Wouldn't it have been awesome? And I kind of really wish there was a Home Goods. I love Home Goods.
Yeah, me too.
Love Home Goods. But so there's so many things you can do. Embrace the holidays with your family. Enjoy it. And I'm finding myself this year with my kids being what 2020 has been, and the crazy and the chaos, that every little tradition that we have had and done in the past, they are all over it. They're like, let's do this. It matters. And I have kids that want to make sure that they're helping to do it all. So take advantage of that, right? And be sure to spend time with your family and enjoy your family and all of the things that you're thankful for during the holidays. Because that's what matters the most.
It does.
And I want to say thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
If you're not connected to us, you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Parler at FPA Homeschool Florida. And we look forward to having a chance to maybe meet you in person at some of our great events. Thanks again.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed our show and will join us next time for FPEA Connects. You can find us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network at ultimateradioshow.com. For more information about FPEA, visit us at our website, fpea.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, stay connected.